GWA people, again, this is Rachel. Okay, there was a series of questions that I don't know how they didn't make it onto my list. I thought they were on there, and then in my sleep deprived at this moment, state, I thought in the back of my head, there was a question, where is that question? But it didn't. Yeah, so I'm going to answer them really quick, and then I'm just going to throw them up. If you want to listen to it, awesome. If you don't, then you really don't have to. I mean, it doesn't really fucking matter to me. So anyway, I'm just going to answer these now. This is easier than, you know, typing it and sending it, and it's a lot more fun if I get to answer them out loud. Okay, so, funniest thing that happened to you during sex. Okay, well, we have already covered the fact that I have never had sex. Okay, but I will say the funniest thing, I'll switch it and say, like, in masturbation type situations, the funniest thing that's ever happened to me was, I have fallen off my bed before, loss of balance when I go to sit up, and I toppled over and I hit the floor. I didn't actually injure myself too bad, but it was pretty funny, and I'm one of those people who I laugh hysterically when people fall, or if I fall, as long as, you know, they're okay. Like, I'll see someone fall and it's, oh my god, are you okay? And once I know they're okay, I'll start laughing because it was really funny. And I do the same thing with me. Once I know I'm okay, I just break into laughter. So that's definitely the funniest thing so far that's happened in masturbating, because when I get to sex, it'll most likely be something even more hysterical. Okay, most public orgasm I've ever had. I would have to say my balcony. Yeah. I've masturbated on my balcony a couple times to orgasm. And I love it. I'm on the top floor of a third floor building, and so, like, it was nighttime the other time, so you really couldn't see me, but it has that, like, naughty factor to it. And I've had a hands-free orgasm on the balcony, as well, once. I was listening to something particular that just did it for me, and the whole, like, squeezing thighs type thing, and it led to a hands-free orgasm. That was the middle of the day. So that was probably the most public out of all of them. And it was amazing, and I'm gonna probably end up doing that again, quite a few times. Okay, never masturbate again, or never have sex again? Well, because I haven't had sex, I don't know, so I'd just have to go with never have sex again, I guess. That'll probably change after I have sex, and it'll be like, no, I want to do that. Yeah. That a lot, so, but as of now, I'll just go with never have sex. Yeah, okay, dirtiest joke you know. All right, I don't know dirty jokes, really. You would think somebody with my, with my kind of, like, filthy mind would know a lot of dirty jokes, but I really don't, so I actually went looking for, like, a dirty joke that I thought was funny. And I found one, and it's short, and I have no idea why I found this funny, but I do. Okay. My girl caught me blowing my dick with an air dryer and asked what I was doing. Apparently, heating your dinner wasn't a good answer. I have no fucking clue why I find that funny, but I do. I'm laughing so hard is because I've had more than, like, 4 hours sleep in the past 24 hours, and so I'm a little loopy, and that's probably why I find that absolutely horrible dirty joke so funny. Oh my god. Okay, seriously, it's not that funny, and I don't know why I find it like that. Okay, alright, okay, moving on. Which of your recordings was the most enjoyable to record? Oh my gosh. I think the one where I'm supposed to be tied to the bed. Please. Did I name it Please? Yeah, Please. You've tied me to the fucking bed with a vibrator inside of me. That was fun. It was fun because it took a lot of willpower. because I actually did have the vibrator inside of me the whole time, and I wasn't touching it. And there was actually a point where I had to shut it off, and I did not want to. So if you listen to that audio, you can hear the desperation in my voice, and that desperation was true because I really wanted to come, and I was trying not to. And I don't know, I had fun with that one. I just really did, and I plan to do the second part of it, because I kind of left it open-ended, and I want to go back and do it again. So, yeah. I think that was. And that's also the one that, you know, turns me on, which, is that even normal? I mean, like, is it... If you really think deep down, isn't that kind of fucked up that I listen to myself getting off, and I, in turn, get off to it? That just sounds really weird. But I do. I turn myself on. Yeah, I'm not gonna try and think about that too deep, because I'm pretty sure I'll end up hurting my brain. Okay. Is there anything you really want to record for GWA that you haven't yet? Yes, actually. There's a few, collaborations that I'd really like to do with some people. I'd really like to do a collaboration with Trying You Out, and like one with Libidinous UK, one with the Shy Exhibitionist. I think she'd be great to do a collaboration with. Not So Much Vanilla. So many people that I want to collaborate with. I find that I really enjoy collaboration, and I really want to do more. So yeah, that's that definitely. I would like to do one where I'm in the role of the submissive, playing off of a dominant man. And then I would actually like to flip that. I don't like the degrading thing, but I would like to flip it to, like, I did an audio where I'm kind of, I've tied the guy down to the bed with like a silk scarf, and it's loving, and it's a little, you know, dominating, and I had fun with that. And I would like to do a collaboration with someone with that same scenario, where I'm just that little bit of the dominant character, not to the point where like I'm a total dom or anything, but just lovingly dominant, and you know, like, you're the woman, you push the guy down and you straddle him and that kind of thing. I think that would be fun. That would be a really enjoyable one to do. Beyond that, there are so many of the hysterical literatures that I plan to do, that I really want to do, that I haven't done yet, because I fucking love hysterical literatures. I did the Telltale Heart the other day. I'm not posting that on GWA because it's a half hour, and I didn't do an edging. I didn't, like, build up to the end. I basically just came as much as I wanted to. So throughout the story, I just, like, stop and come, and then continue on. And I think towards the end, I was very frustrated because it was hard to read. But I love The Telltale Heart by Poe, and so it was enjoyable for me. And it was very arousing, and it was very difficult, and it was a half hour, so I'm a little hesitant to, like, put that out there, because when you get into, like, the long audios, people can lose interest in them, and, you know, I don't know, that's a big thing to put out there for me, so, but it is out there for people. If you search for, like, if you actually look for it, you can find it, but I think it's on my Soundgasm account, but but there are some other ones, shorter ones, that I want to do. So yes, just so many of the hysterical literature ones. They're my favorite thing to do. Beyond that, I think that's really it. Yeah. So, yeah, I think so. Okay. So, yeah, that was over 10 minutes of some more answers. And, well, if I would have actually answered these last night, I probably would have been up over 2 hours. Shit. Yeah, I ramble. Apparently, I ramble a lot when I'm tired, and because I'm tired now. So, okay. Awesome answer, or awesome questions. I hope you enjoy it. And I am gonna go and try and get a few more hours sleep. So, okay, bye.